Women across the globe are being brutalized under Sharia law by Islamic extremists. But are women in America also being targeted for violence? Dateline, Moore, Oklahoma. Alton Nolan, a self-described Muslim and admirer of ISIS, repeatedly threatened to kill female co-workers if they did not, quote, conform to his version of Islam. On September 25th, around 4 in the afternoon, Nolan made good on his threats, attacking 54-year-old Colleen Hufford from behind, killing her and severing her head. Alton then turned his knife on another woman, 43-year-old Tracy Johnson, who he repeatedly stabbed and whom authorities believe he would have also tried to behead if he had not been stopped by Mark Vaughn, the company's CEO, who used his concealed carry firearm to stop the killer. Meanwhile, 20 miles away at an Oklahoma City nursing home, 30-year-old Jacob Mugambi Muriti, another ISIS sympathizer, was being arrested for threatening to behead a female co-worker and then post the video on Facebook. The woman said Muriti claimed to represent ISIS, and when asked why he wanted to behead her, he said, "This is just what we do." In Arkansas, earlier this week, 49-year-old real estate agent Beverly Carter was found dead, her body buried in a shallow grave behind a concrete mixing plant north of Little Rock. When asked why he killed her, Aaron Lewis, a 33-year-old repeat felon, said, "She was just a woman who worked alone, a rich broker." And in Philadelphia, there appears to be an actual war on women. According to women's safety activist Michelle Martin, it's, quote, like femicide right now. Martin co-founded Handbags for Peace in response to the slaying of 26-year-old Amber Long. Amber was killed last January over her purse while walking in the artsy Northern Liberty section of the city. In a weird twist, Amber's mother, Stephanie Long, wondered that if her daughter might have had pepper spray with her, she might be alive today. But she was told by Philadelphia police that pepper spray was illegal, which, according to our friends at Lipstick Bodyguard, it's not. Although Philly cops may be dead wrong about the legality of pepper spray in their city, they are right about one thing. Philadelphia police data show that women are indeed being targeted. More than 100 women were murdered, and 323 were shot on the streets of Philadelphia between 2011 and 2013. And that doesn't account for the huge number of sexual assaults and other violent attacks carried out against women. Just this past Friday, in the upscale neighborhoods of Chestnut Hill and Mount Airy, just a few blocks away from the home of Jose Morales, our technical guru and owner of Philadelphia Firearms Academy in Philadelphia, a 51-year-old woman was attacked while walking in Wissahickon Park by a man who attempted to rob and rape her. Philadelphia is a violent city, but it's not alone. In Charlottesville, Virginia, UVA student Hannah Graham has been missing since September 13th, when she is believed to have been abducted after being separated from friends. Rising violence against women is a problem everywhere, even in your town. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 8 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when it happens, no one will be around to help. Coming up, Shari Spivak and Sandra Muldoon, co-founders of SAW, Second Amendment Women, join us for a passionate discussion on the growing epidemic of violence against women.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gunfire Radio, the voice of truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. We are here today with Shari Spivak and Sandra Muldoon. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Anthony.
What?
What is going on?
Very good intro about violence against women and its growing epidemic.
But it's not a Muslim or a terrorist thing. It's workplace violence.
It's all workplace violence.
The beheaded woman in Ohio.
Well, according to the defrocked Eric Holder, it's all workplace violence.
And the murderer, Salam Aleikum or whatever his name is, he's requesting Muslim counsel. How do you like that?
It's
amazing.
Okay, so, but he's not a Muslim, and it's not a terrorist act. It was workplace violence,
yes.
Just like Fort Hood, which really has to make you wonder what's going on in this world.
Well, the world is really upside down, and it's sad because you do see a growing trend toward violence on women, and you also see women being violent now, where you didn't see women being violent before.
True.
And I've always said, like, when we lose the women in society, we've lost society.
You can look on YouTube, and there's pages and pages of teenage girls beating down on each other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They go right to the fisticuffs today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there is one woman I would like to commit an act of violence on. I believe she's still alive, and she's in Cuba, and her name is Joanne Chesmard.
Oh, a lot of people don't know who Joanne Chesmard is.
Joanne Chesmard in 1973 partook in killing a New Jersey State trooper. And the trooper, I always have a hard time pronouncing his name, Sandy. Where is it here? I wrote it down. I hate to try to say it. His last name is a little odd for me to pronounce. Man, I can't find his name. Oh, trooper, release, cop killer.
That's not the cop from Lodi, right?
No. They come in here. His granddaughter comes in here, the cop from Lodi. That was Trantino.
Trantino. That was back in the, Lodi. 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, 51 years ago that happened.
Wow.
Okay, Troop Werner. Forster. He was killed in 73. And Joanne Chesmard and her partner, who killed this trooper, were put in a minimum security prison in Clinton, New Jersey in 1979. And she escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1983, Fidel Castro granted her asylum. So she's been living the life. She changed her name to a Spanish name and everything. But
is she Cuban?
No.
Oh, good that I'm not related to her.
Okay. Nice. But the other shitbag, whose name was Sundiata Akoli, he's going to get paroled now. And he got life plus 40 years. And the parole board is saying, well, he's 77 years old and he no longer poses a threat.
Right.
He killed a police officer. He should die in prison. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's been sunning and smoking cigars in Cuba. I'm a little jealous about that, by the way. But that's one woman I'd like to, you know, commit an act of domestic violence on. But so here we go. You know, we're going to let a cop kill her out, just like we did with Trantino. We let him out. After they killed, you know, they stripped those cops naked in the bar in Lodi,
right,
and everything, and then killed them, you know, just execute them. And he got out. He got out a long time ago. It's horrible what goes on in our country and in progressive states like New Jersey, where life sentence does not really mean a life sentence.
Unless you're an innocent person who made a mistake or something like
correct.
That.
Correct.
Then you're in jail for a long time.
We talked about Shanine Allen's case last week about it being overturned and how it's going to affect all the other Carrie cases.
Right.
You know what else? Before we get into all the ladies' events and stuff, I have a rant. I have to vent a little bit. I've been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year with Google AdWords advertising my business.
No more.
For years, okay? And they took my money. And now that they're worth gajillions of dollars, they've changed their policy. They're taking their interpretation of the moral high ground. So I'm saving a ton of money, and it's an equal playing field because they're not taking any money from all of us. But listen to their wording. This is the letter I get. Disapproval reason, guns and parts. We want to help keep people safe both online and offline, so we don't allow the promotion of some products or services that cause damage, harm, or injury. What about skateboards?
Golf clubs.
For this reason, we don't allow the promotion of
cricket
functional
bats.
Devices that
spatulas.
Appear to discharge a projectile at high velocity, whether for sport, self-defense, or combat. We also don't allow the promotion of any or component that's necessary to the function of a gun are intended for attachment to a gun. Some examples include handguns, functioning antique guns, airsoft guns, paintball guns, BB guns, gun scopes, and ammunition. Thank you, Google team.
Water pistols.
Okay.
And lawn darts.
And lawn darts.
Oh, I
and
love darts the lawn darts.
Yes, so I used that, to that, like yeah, lawn darts.
That's selective. So anyway, so that's Google sticking it to us now, because when you're worth bajillions of dollars, you can take the, well, you can, their yeah, interpretation of the moral high ground.
It's a social statement that they're trying to make that's really against their advertisers, which they don't, they're saying,
but my money,
we don't give a shit.
But my money was good for the past 10 years.
It was fine, yeah. So you built them up.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars I spent on pay-per-click, okay? Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And they
now
don't
it's like, bye, we don't need your money anymore.
But what gets me is, are dishwasher ads still allowed on Google? Can you still use keywords that say dishwasher?
I'm
because
sure.
Because the dishwasher is responsible for probably 100 times more deaths in the course of a day than a gun is.
That's why I don't chain my woman to the dishwasher anymore. Yeah. It's too dangerous.
It's very...
My son always tries to climb into ours, so I think it's true.
It's really, it's wild. If you were to take a look at the stats from the National Institutes of Health, it's dishwashers are probably responsible for more deaths, accidental deaths in the home than any other appliance. And it's not because they catch fire a lot, which they do, but it's for, you know, you when you keep the drawers open and all the knives are sticking up, people tripping, falling on the knives, impaling themselves on the knives and things.
So the their own definition of the moral high ground.
Yeah,
now.
So how is that keeping everybody safe, I'm wondering?
A big F you to Google out there, okay? Meanwhile, other search engines will allow you to pay-per-click or do whatever, but F them, to hell with them.
So we're done with Google.
We're done with Google.
New you know, search engine.
We're not going to get rid of them, let's face it. But I hope they take a massive hit in income.
They don't really care. And it's a statement that somebody in the upper, you know, in the upper echelons is making. And I'll, with all the government money that's being poured into Google, because everyone thinks Google's about search. Google is not about search. Google is about artificial intelligence, the development of artificial intelligence. Google, Apple, all of the companies that you see now that are at the top have been getting money from DOD. They've been getting funding from your tax dollars in, because this government believes in selecting the winners and losers amongst people.
You know, one more thing from New Jersey event about our crooked legislators. This was NewJersey.com reported this. New Jersey lawmakers who have staffers cast their votes are violating the rules. They have a law where they have to be present to cast a vote. Well, listen to this.
Why should they have to show up for work?
And this is a Democrat. Assemblyman Reed Gusakori, for D, for Mercer County, was the lone lawmaker in the room for Friday night quorum call in July that allowed the legislator to put a constitutional amendment which would let judges deny bail in some cases. 70 lawmakers voted and were marked present, but only one was present. 69 had their staffers vote for them. Okay,
69.
They're supposed to be present, so they're not even there doing their job.
No.
Okay,
no.
Sherry, you work for me. Go in and vote. Whatever you feel is
whatever.
Right, man. Just let me
just
know how I did.
Yeah,
okay?
Let me know what I voted for. We're good.
This is what goes on in a new corrupt state like New Jersey. You know, so you have one little article about it. No comments about it. Nobody really cares.
You
talk about kangaroo court.
The problem, you're putting too much pressure on them. Each one of those legislators has at least two, maybe three or four other government jobs that they're tapping into.
Sure.
So how do you expect
sure.
them to be there all the time?
Correct. It's and it's only a part-time job anyway. They can't
fair.
Even be there part-time, which is way too funny. You know, you can't even be there part-time.
You can't even, like, make a good impression. You're not worried about what the White House likes to call optics.
So we have one legislator in the state house, and there was 70 votes.
And it was a vote on something that affected the Constitution of the state.
Correct. One guy was
one
in
guy
the room.
Showed, and where was he from? Down the street, Mercer County.
Mercer County, yeah. His office is probably
across the
street. He probably was
right
in there getting free lunch.
Yeah, I'm sure he had
he probably stopped sort of by for free lunch and cast his vote and left. But anyway, it's a...
He probably couldn't go home. The kids were home from school. So
and nobody cares. But you know, the tide's turning. Did you see Piers Morgan attacked Obama?
No.
Piers Morgan is handling British news now. He attacked Obama that he empowered the terrorists because after the beheading speech of Foley, he went golfing and they show him smiling and laughing. and he's weakened the nation and the whole bit. I mean, I can't believe it. Piers Morgan, you know.
Obama
well,
went
he's
golfing?
Gone, right?
Piers?
We sent him back.
No, they don't want him back. He's here somewhere, he's but he's working for the Daily Mail. The UK.
Daily Mail Online or something like that?
Yes, online. Yeah. So, but yeah, he
hopefully he's
into
got more readers than he did have viewers.
About six.
That was sad.
About six. Again, this first segment, we're gonna get into it with ladies with the violence. We've only gotten four phone calls this week asking where they can pick up their I Will Not Consent tags. Please stop calling ANJRPC. Stop calling Gunfire. They will be in the centerfold of the year-end ANJRPC. I'm holding an actual one in my hand. Ladies, what do you think? Good idea?
It looks great.
It
right?
is great.
Good idea.
I do not consent to the search of this bag. Fourth Amendment protected. Napin.com, gunforhire.com, and also the business card. They will be in the year-end issue of ANJRPC's magazine, News and Briefs, for $40 a year. You're members. You guys are members.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For $40 a year, you two can get one of these for free. If not, they're going to be available at the range after the issues are all gone for $3 a piece and two for $5. So
I already got mine.
Where? I took it back from him.
Yeah, you did.
I took it. The one I'm using for the demo right now, I took back from him. I just want a big shout out, F you, Eric Holder.
Yes.
Have a nice day wherever you're going. I'm sure he's going to the Supreme Court, by the way.
Absolutely.
If I was a betting man, I would say he's going there. And one more thing before we get, Sherry gave me a whole list of stuff to go over here. I'm like scared. Oh my God. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Well,
I have an announcement. No, I don't want them to talk yet because once she starts talking, she never shuts up. You never notice that?
No.
Did I say that out loud?
There's nobody here like
I'm right here.
I'm sorry. Oh shit, she's in the room. Saturday, October 18th from 11 till 4 at the Woodland Park Range. The Cub Scout Pack from Woodland Park, Pack 31, is going to have a popcorn sale here. Saturday, October 18th from 11 till 4, okay? And they're going to have dark and white chocolatey drizzle popcorn.
No way.
Yes, caramel corn, almonds, cashew pecans. Chocolate lovers, this big cask of it. Sweet and savory, popping corn, classic caramel corn, microwave corn, light microwave corn, and a cheese corn collection. Check this out.
Do they have the cheese corn with the... with the caramel corn?
Yes. It's mixed together. No. Ugh.
No,
anyway,
they do. It's actually pretty good.
The Woodland Park Pack 31 is going to be here. Their den leader is going to be here. They're going to have tables set up. Come out and show your support October 18th for the Scouts. Ladies, I can count you off for something. I know exactly. The other thing is Patriots Pork Roll Canteen is slated to open the end of the month.
Wow.
That's our cafe changed to Patriots Pork Roll Canteen. Okay. We're going to have some good stuff on the menu. The only vegan item on the menu is called the Benedict Arnold.
How appropriate.
And when we come back, we get violent with the ladies.
Yes,
I mean, we talk violence with the ladies.
Violence with the ladies. They'll get violent with us.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women.
Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Kettle corn.
Kettle corn.
Oh, sorry. Kettle corn. This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Ron Suso was here last night. The ladies are having a Christmas party December 23rd, and guess who's letting them use his 70-person
theater? Wait a minute. Does he know about it until now?
No, he knows. He knows. Oh, okay. And Ron and I had a long talk last night, and the guys... any guys that chaperone the ladies, we're going to go to JR Cigars in Whippany and have something to eat, a couple of drinks, and smoke cigars while the ladies are having their party. I'm in. So that's December 23rd. So Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. For as little as $59 a month, you too can get out of the coffee shop or your mom's basement or her kitchen sink, wherever it is you're hanging out, and have a professional environment. Have you been to his place?
Not yet.
Well, wait till you see it. So let's talk. We have Sandy and Sherry in the room representing. I talked about violence with women. I'm not going to mess with these two. That's for sure. They're trained professionals.
They're armed, and they lead a great group.
I love it.
Let's talk,
you guys. What's going on with SAW? Update us. Tell us what the deal is. I came in the other night. I had some legal stuff to take care of, and you guys had a nice packed house here.
Our monthly port meetups have been going great. We've been descending on your range with a lot of new faces.
Every month.
We had four little girls.
I saw that.
They were adorable. They had such a great time. We had a young kid who had just done his Boy Scout rifle, and he got the look on his face after he tried a handgun was priceless.
When he fired that first round, he was...
We said, are you okay? He goes, I want to do it again.
So that's great. So that's good. That's your monthly port meetups. And where can I find out info about that?
It's on our Facebook page. The public Facebook page, it's Second Amendment Women Shooting Club -SAW.
Okay.
On Facebook.
And the website?
The website. It's SAWShootingClub.com.
SAWShootingClub.com. You hear that?
Club.
So check it out. We have a page on the Gun for Hire page that links your page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Under the ladies tab, I believe you click on that and it takes you right to SAW. So you could go gunforhire.com and push through there.
You can email us too for information.
What is it?
SAWShootingClub@gmail.com to find out about the next meetups or the next events. And we have instructors, female instructors, for $10. If you're a new shooter, you can come and try out different firearms.
Beat that. So what do you have coming up? Let's go over it one thing at a time. Let's talk. Let's let our listeners hear this.
Well, October 21st, we have a women's intro to shooting. We're going to talk about different types of firearms. We're going to cover rifles, shotguns, handguns, what you might like.
By women with a women's perspective.
Exactly.
Not a 300-pound guy telling a woman what gun is perfect for
her to shoot a .357 airweight because it's small.
So it's a woman that has actually has women's needs and wants that'll be teaching it the way it's supposed to be. Okay.
And that's we're having that in the evening at 7 p.m. It's $35, and they'll get to try the firearms as well. So it's going to be a classroom portion. People can ask any questions they want, and then we're going to take them into the range and let them try everything and see what works for them, and hopefully it helps them make a decision what direction they want to go with. We'll also be able to give them information. Everybody says, well, what do I do with the paperwork now? So we'll give them instructions on how to approach your town about getting their FID cards and all that.
That class is almost full.
I think there's one spot left.
One or two.
But we will definitely
do another one.
That's what we want to hear.
You guys are on fire.
We are.
Yeah.
This one sounds fun. It's October 28th. We have a member, Jen, who is pregnant. Hi, Jen. She hasn't been able to shoot. She's really missed it. So we were going to take her to the simulator at FSS, Firearms Support and Storage in Whippany.
Yep.
I went up there to check it out, and I immediately wound up buying a block of simulator lessons because I got really hooked on it.
They're friends of ours. That's Eric and Ross. We do Utah classes up at their place.
I told them they took care of me.
They're in the Pine Plaza Mall on Route 10 in Whippany, right next to my eye doctor. And you go downstairs, and they sell guns, and they have a simulator. So go ahead. So what are you doing for Jen?
Well, for Jen, she was supposed to come and get to shoot, even though, you know, in a lead-free environment. But unfortunately, her doctors told her to take it easy these last few weeks. So we're going to Skype her in to her own shower because we're not there's no way we're going to cancel this. So it's $20 each, and it's a potluck. So we're going to ask if everybody can just bring something to share to eat and a BYOB because you can actually have an open bar and train and firearms and simulate everything. Simulated. Yeah. So that's October 28th. It's shower, so it's women only. November 2nd, we have a gun disarm seminar. Again, that's also graciously hosted by Ron Sousa from Montville Executive Suites. It's $65 a person, and it's taught by Peter Muldoon.
Nice. The Jedi Krav Maga master.
If you've seen the video McJedi. On Facebook of
McJedi.
Him, you don't want to miss that.
Remember, Pete is so thin, he only has one side. Go ahead.
We're going to use him as a disarming weapon. He's been doing this for, you know, 25 years, and he's going to teach a six-hour course.
Had a little experience with it?
A little bit. And we're basically going to teach, you know, the most useful gun disarm techniques that you don't have to be strong to do. You just have to, you know a few simple moves and understand that you're better off fighting for your life and getting shot than getting forced into a van in a parking lot or something and going to a secondary location.
Well, Illinois State Police says you should stick your finger down your throat and throw up on
and
the bad guy.
And vomit on them, yeah.
Really?
If you vomit on the guy, yeah, then there's a good chance he'll leave you alone.
Always walk around with a full stomach.
Yeah.
So dry heaving is just not really intimidating.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's not.
That's really good. That's really good. That was November what?
November 2nd.
Okay.
It's a six-hour course, 10 a.m. It's a Sunday. It's $65. Women only, wear comfortable clothes, and you know, it should be a pretty full course. You'll learn a lot in that 6 hours. November 11th, we have a Bring an Anti to the Range here at Gun for Hire, Woodland Park. We're only asking a $5 donation. The entire donation, minimum donation, the entire amount of your donation will go towards the Shanine Allen Fund to help her with her living expenses while she's dealing with all this. It's 7 p.m., November 11th. Bring somebody who is anti-gun, friend, family, neighbor. We'll talk to them. We're going to have PowerPoint slides prepared with real statistics. We're going to debunk some media myths that we never get a platform to talk to these people because the news is just, they don't give us a chance to speak, and they just discount anything else that's not ABC, NBC, whatever. So we're going to have a lot of material prepared, like I said, a PowerPoint and a lot of facts, and explain all these evil features that are just plastic protrusions.
Now, I think this is very important because Sandy's always saying how everyone should introduce one to the range. Mm-hmm. And I know you're looking for sponsors and stuff for that. When we come back, I'll donate something. Any woman prefers Igor lotion.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Eric Waldorf in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric, they're looking for sponsors for this Bring an Anti to the Range, okay?
Yeah, we need some sponsors.
What do you think? We need sponsors. Anybody out there want to sponsor some stuff? I just volunteered to donate something to Bring an Anti to the Range, and I found out I already donated the range
You donated everything.
But I don't care. I don't care. So what do you want? Listen, what do you want?
What we need is sponsors. Like, we want to give door prizes to the people who actually manage to get somebody to just take a few shots and smile.
Okay, done.
We want to make it fun.
If they run screaming, then they can get their $5.
Done.
Back, whatever.
What do you want? Whatever I got here for door prizes. I got bottle openers. I got water bottles. I got coffee mugs. I
got
thermoses. I got keychains. I got flashlights. I got T-shirts. Whatever you want, it's donated. Okay? How's that? Was that good?
Thank you. Wonderful.
Good. We need more. Bring an Anti to the Range Day. I mean, Sherry was so honest. She reminded me I donated everything already because I forgot.
I know. You know what? You know, it's an interesting thing, too. And I brought this up a number of times in other venues. It's about the whole anti thing. You have to understand, this is in a different context, I talk about this, but 25% of the people you're going to meet are never going to like you. No matter what you do, what you say, how hard you try, 25% of the people are the people who like you but can be persuaded to not like you.
Right.
Then there's 25% of the people who just are going to love you no matter what.
True.
And I think that the people who love you no matter what, they're given, okay? And you treat them normally all the time. The 25% of the people that you could absolutely discount are those people, and a lot of the anti-gunners fall into that. There's just nothing you're going to do or say
to change their mind.
Correct. I think the most important group are the people who are on the fence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are on the fence or the people who are kind of like firearms agnostic. They don't have most of the people.
Well,
don't have an opinion one way or the other.
I just find that, you know, a lot of people are just so misinformed because their only source of info is the media. You know how many mothers I've sat with at a play date and they said, "Oh, but people shouldn't have all those feet. Why do you know it's so dangerous to allow those assault rifles on the street?" And then I've actually been at a play date. I said, "Listen, let me show you. I got my Ruger Mini 14 down at a play date, brought it downstairs. I popped the stock off, and I have a black plastic, like a bullpup stock for it." I said, "Now it's an assault rifle." I clicked it off. I said, "Now it's not. Now it's a hunting rifle. Now it's an assault rifle." I said, "Do you understand that they're placating you with stuff that they can get away with.
Yes, yes.
They just want to lie to their constituents, and they want to get a good grade for gun control bills. They don't care if it really makes a difference.
Because they believe that gun control bills will get them more votes.
Exactly.
They started out with the narrative. The media picks up the narrative. The media shares the narrative. And now all of a sudden, the way to get votes. You see, we're bad at this. On our side, the right side of the argument is always very bad
at getting our message out. Yep.
Yes, at crafting our message from the beginning, from the get-go. The other side owns the media. The other side has crafted it. The other side knows how to speak in sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
We try to convince people using fact. Fact doesn't win arguments. Emotion wins arguments.
Right.
That's why they're so very effective at what they do.
I, you know, my goal is to be as big as, you know, MDA, Moms Demand Action.
Right. And I'm all with you for that.
Yes. We're mothers, support too. We want the same thing.
Talk to us a little bit about...
Oh, you're a real mother, Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Not you. Here, Matt did your Saw poster.
Talk to us a little bit, too, about, you know, why you even... Why did you start the organization to begin with? I mean, why did you start it?
What made you guys do this?
Because women need to be... Or women who are on the other side of this issue, who are also mothers, wives that want their kids and their husbands... Their family safe, you know, we need to have a platform too, and we're only going to do that if we start gathering up people who, you know, women who like go to the range with their husband and aren't seen or aren't heard unless they're out with their husband. We want to mobilize a group of women and, you know, make a showing and start getting people's attention. You know, we're the same as you. And
there's women that don't have a husband, a brother, a father, someone to introduce them mm-hmm. to firearms.
Exactly.
But they're interested.
Exactly. And we've had a bunch of people show up that are on their own, and we've given them the comfort zone to come into a bunch of women and be able to really get into shooting. And I just want to build our numbers.
Well, you know, one of the encouraging things we talk about all the time is coming here on a Saturday. I mean, you guys have been here on a Saturday.
Yes.
And you walk that hallway. I say right now it's even changed. It's tipped. We've passed the tipping point where over 50%
easily
of the people in that hallway are women.
I mm-hmm. was just saying that the other day to my husband. I said, look at all the women mm-hmm. and kids that are here. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And these are not people that, like, we've converted or something.
No.
These are people that were closeted before.
Correct.
And felt, you know, the stigmatism of oh, you took your family to the range. And that's what we're trying to overcome.
And a lot of the credit, you know, he's not going to say anything about it, but I will. A lot of the credit has to go to guys like Anthony, especially Anthony, because
oh, absolutely. This
has been Anthony's dream for as long as I've known him. His whole dream was a place where families can mm-hmm. come.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is coming to fruition. And it's organic.
People.
This is not something that is advertised for. It's not something that's been promoted. It's not something that's been marketed.
Mm-hmm.
It is purely organic, which that brings me great hope for what's coming in the future.
People don't realize how lucky they are that they have the Woodland Park Range. I remember when I started shooting, you know, there wasn't a place like this where you could walk in alone.
Oh, horrible.
As a female and just even and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
There really wasn't a place like that. So people start shooting now, don't realize they're very
or just,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be female too, men too.
True.
I mean, we laugh at the fact that most men will just use a spackle bucket as a, you know, as a restroom. But, you know, I mean, you don't feel comfortable going there. Here, it's really a great place.
It's
if
more
you
than
feel that's
the staff.
It's safe.
You've got great staff here. They make you feel mm-hmm. welcome.
We try. We just brought in a couple more female employees too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess I think it's good because it helps break that old, you know, guy representation. I think women. Do you guys feel more comfortable seeing a couple of women employees mulling around too?
Yeah, sure. I think other women will.
See, you guys are a little different because you're out there in the front
exactly.
now, and you're numb to this already. You can pretty much walk into any gun store and carry yourself good, you know.
I think it's great that you have them here for the women that are walking in. They don't just see big guys behind mm-hmm. the counter. With
I resemble that remark.
Big black fleece. Jackets on, smoking a cigar and stuff.
But no cigars. That's outside at the FU Bloomberg Lounge. So you guys, so this Bring an Anti to the Range, then you have some more stuff I want to discuss when you come back. You have other events in the horizon.
We do.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
In this segment, are we back?
Is my snare on?
Where's my snare?
Jose Morales.
Philly Firearm Training.
No, Philly Firearms Academy. He gets very testy when
he's doing it. If you're in the Philly area, stop by and see Jose.
Yeah.
Gun for Hire student from way back. Great guy. Second Amendment supporter. His
office
right
on Spring Garden.
Spring Garden. It's just in a beautiful location. Check him out. And what else you want to talk about him with Jose? We love him.
We love him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just love him. Just go there. It's not actually, unconditional love, but
Jose's going to be doing a lot of work with that, the Handbags for Peace group. They contacted him, and he's going to be doing...
I stopped carrying handbags.
I did, too. Yeah. Jose apparently hasn't. So he's doing the...
He does carry that MERS.
He does carry a MERS. Yeah, we're worried about Jose.
But
he is going to be doing some pepper spray training with the folks from Handbags for Peace as a fundraiser for their organization. Cool. Right in Philly.
Cool. Listen, what else you guys have on the horizon? We stopped at around bringing anti around November 11th. What else is going on? Let's shake.
Well, we have our December 23rd was the last event I didn't get to. That's our holiday party. You're taking out all the men.
Yes.
And again, that's the space is donated by Ron. You have to take out Ron too.
I love Ron.
It just didn't come out right though.
Yeah, I'm taking out all the men. I'm taking them out on a date or taking them out.
Taking
them,
yeah, either
we'll
way.
Stand in line.
We
I don't
already
care.
Have a bunch of people that showed interest in it, so
oh, that's great
to know how
taking
many
out the men or well, where
no,
are we
just
here?
Showing up.
Okay, just showing
you,
up. Okay.
You might have a gun cleaning thing. Rob is checking on the dates with you guys, right?
We do. He did a rifle class for us, special AR rifle class for our group. We had probably 14 people came, even.
It was very well.
And the class was just so great. There was so much discussion, and then we had to get into the range before you guys closed up here that we never got around to the cleaning portion. So he invited us back to do it whenever we wanted. In fact, it'll be more than rifle cleaning. He said it'll go over handguns, whatever people want. And it's open to people who did not even come to the rifle class. Very generous. Good. So as soon as we get that date, we're looking at an early possible November date.
November 4th.
On a Tuesday night. Yeah. We just have to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is welcome. It'll be on our website, sawshootingclub.com. It'll be on our public Facebook page, which you can search for. It's Second Amendment Women Shooting Club-SAW, and then we have a private Facebook group, which if you go onto our website, you can see a link there.
I'm not on the private group. I'm not a female. I didn't request to be on it.
Very
so
nice.
Yeah, it's better that way.
We have a secret group too.
Okay, see, they have a secret
called
group,
called the ladies,
really,
the ladies, the ladies
black,
room,
black powder, ladies black,
the
powder,
black powder room.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
the ladies black powder room. I love it.
You know, we were talking off the air about how quickly your organization has been growing.
That's great.
What do you attribute it to?
I think the events have been great.
Yeah, we've had some great events.
Word of mouth.
I mean, we have this list here that Sandy's showing me of all the things that she and I have discussed about doing in the future. But even we'll have, we had that self-defense boot camp for women. And there are people, which was almost full.
That went great. We got to beat up on Bill. And
people couldn't come because they couldn't come on that day. So we still have to look at rehabbing those classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so much interest in things that we've done and people haven't been able to come to that we can't even get to the new stuff.
Now, we've got listeners, obviously, all over the country, certainly all over the country and a lot all over the world, who are probably very interested in starting groups the same in their area for women.
We've been approached.
You have. What kind of advice would you give these? People who
Are you going to open chapters?
We're thinking about it.
We're thinking about it.
Yes.
We would
Wonderful.
Love to eventually.
Okay. Like you said, things took off so quickly.
They really exploded, so we're trying to keep
we're
up
just
and
trying
keep
to manage.
Everybody.
You know, even just the meetups have kept us really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. It's great. We just have so many people that we just have to focus on that, but we have discussions about.
So the women
expanding.
who are listening right now who are, you know, in the Midwest and on the West Coast and down south, if they're interested, they can contact you guys and you know, maybe set up
give
something
them a template that we did that,
and
you
maybe
know.
Maybe open up another chapter, give them some advice how to do this. I mean, it's incredible just to see how well received it is, and this can't be just local. This has to be a national thing. I think women are finally waking up to the fact that they can now take control over their own safety,
mm-hmm.
that they're not dependent on someone else to protect them.
We try and have a variety of events too, because not everybody, yeah, even guys, not everybody yeah. wants to shoot. Sure. All every event is a exactly. shooting event. Plus, right. you know, ammo and everything. I mean, we right. we've had a few parties at my house at yes, this we point. Have. Everything turns into a party at my house after yeah, the event. Cool. So
I wasn't invited.
Oh no, you
know, I'm not invited many places. So
there's a lot of interest in doing a kids event too, which we really That's have to great. Get rolling.
Good.
Yes. Great idea.
It's just hard because it can be so noisy in the range, so we'll have to figure out a time when we can have it really quiet.
We could do it like when Galani does it, when we close Sunday at 6.
Right.
So you guys could start something at 4, and then when the range closes, we could bring the kids in the range from like 6 till 7:30, so they're still home in time, you know, to get ready for school yeah, for
that
Monday
would be
or something.
Yeah.
That you know, would be I'll great. Do that. Yeah, that's not a problem. Like that, hey.
Listen. We want to kind of do like an Eddie Eagle and then roll into safe firearm handling and mm-hmm. then get them in the range shooting 22s.
I love it. I mm-hmm. love it. I just want to read a couple letters. I want you girls to chime in too. Well, how sexist, you girls, right? I'm in trouble now.
You little ladies.
Michael Lindner sent this in. He goes, first, too little, too late. He wrote, I have a New Jersey State slogan suggestion. New Jersey puts the FU in fun.
I love it.
All right, that's a beautiful one. Secondly, I got several friends to listen to your segment on emergency kit for college kids. Good stuff. I'd like to add a suggestion to that. Items for cold weather if the heat goes out. Mylar emergency blankets are cheap and small. A candle will not only provide light, but a little heat and a power failure. And, of course, everyone's car should have supplies to handle being stuck in a snowstorm. Perhaps another segment when the weather gets colder. I will do that. And then lastly, I've been thinking of ways to stop bear attacks using the same logic that works so well for firearms. Please understand I am no way trying to make light of the situation or this poor young man who was attacked. Rather, I'm calling out the people who kept these kids from being able to defend themselves when the need arose. One, put up a sign with the picture of a bear with a red circle and a slash through it.
Good idea.
That'll good. Number two.
Bear-free zone.
Limit bears to no more than 15 claws. Yes. Three, ban dangerous assault animals defined as any animal that looks scary. Four, require bears to wear pinned and welded muzzle brake. Five, spray the rare bear with wasp spray, then treat him like a king. And six, Derringers.
I knew Derringers had to be there somewhere. This is great.
He wrote, keep up the good work. I got one more from Kurt Andrews. I just listened to episode 174 about the gentleman who was attacked by a bear. This made me think about my two dogs and my own safety. I like taking them for walks or hikes in the woods at or near the reservoir in my own woods. My two dogs are large breeds. One is a black lab. The other is a Rottweiler. We don't have bears where I live in Indiana, but we do have coyotes, bobcats, and now cougars. I always take my tourist judge, F you, Kurt, and with 410s when he goes for walks or hikes in a paddle holster. I was thinking about how am I going to draw, aim, and fire with two large dogs on a leash while they are barking and pulling on me. Do you have any suggestions or know where I can get that kind of training? That's great, and it's something, Kurt, we're going to research that. Because, you know, my dog is 45 pounds, and he pulls right. pretty hard, too. And I can right. imagine trying to draw and
Winston's 45 pounds?
He's 45 pounds. He's mm-hmm. thick, Gosh. Right? Try to pick him up. Watch what happens. He won't let you pick him up.
Especially in that situation where the dog is now aggressively
yes.
trying to.
Now, you know, and two dogs isn't easy because their leashes, they're going
to
run around you.
Yeah,
they're
going to
run around. All of a sudden,
you're
going to end up on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a good one. So I want to think a little bit about that, Kurt. I got Joe Peluso sent an article about New York and how easy yet hard it is compared to New Jersey, but it is much, much easier. And I'm going to get into your stuff, Joe, a little later about how well they treat people in New York.
Yeah.
New York State. And
New
when
York
he
State.
Tells them what goes on in New Jersey, even the police and sheriff are mm-hmm. aghast. They can't believe what we have to go through. And the last one is from Ross in Kansas. He goes, I love your show. I think it's a relief. For Shanine Allen, it's no wonder at all that Atlantic City casinos laid off 5,000 people. No self-defense rights out there in Garden State, but your state AG lets Mr. Rice off the hook. Democrat scum. Miss Allen has lost her residence and job, but thankfully she won't face a felony. I'm still pulling for your state. I've been a faithful listener since 2001 when you and Sandy first started.
Yeah,
we had an awesome gun show out here in Overland Park, Kansas. Gun and ammo prices are coming down some, but it was busy. When is New Jersey having their gun show? Never.
Never.
He wrote, I saw four New Jersey plates out here, and he's praying for you. Really, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Yeah, we're screwed out here in New Jersey. So ladies, when you're teaching the women and talking to women and hearing their concerns, what are the biggest things you hear when you take a woman and she shoots for a gun for the first time? What, does she come to you and say, how do I store this? How do I handle
yes.
the kids? Like, where does it go, Sherry? Mm-hmm. Let's share with us.
I think, yes, storage is definitely an issue. People do talk about where to store them, how to store them. Do you have kids, they'll ask. And, you know, both myself and Sandy, we've shared different, we both have different storage methods, and we both have different age kids. Mine are older, hers are younger now. We do share that. People are also, there's a lot of misconception about when you're shooting about recoil. People think maybe they can't
right.
handle
right.
a bigger
gun. I hear this
gun.
All the time.
When I used to, you know, sell guns in the Ramsey store, people, men would come in and they would think their women had to start off with a 22, and we're talking about self-defense. And
let's pick up on recoil when we come back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Are we back?
We are.
Okay, couple of things. Masada Yub used to tell me, recoil is a perception. And Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say, recoil is for sissies. See, the media and the TV and the movies make everybody think that recoil is going to knock you through the window behind the range. So you hear that a lot from new shooters and when they were coming to buy guns when you used to sell guns, right, Cher?
Yeah, you would hear a lot people thinking they couldn't handle anything above a 22. They wouldn't even consider it because they thought that it was just, they wouldn't be able to, unless you have a physical, really, impairment, I think most people can handle a 9mm,
yes.
absolutely. And if you're talking about self-defense, I think it's almost criminal to tell someone they have to start off with a 22 when they can really handle, the, and it's usually the men, actually. They'll
yes.
come in with their,
well, cause,
with their yeah. male...
Because it's a cute woman. And, you know, she's...
Here's a nice browning
buckmark
for
delicate.
You,
you know, my joke, people come in to buy, like, 32s and 380s. I tell them, when you buy a 32 or a 380 for self-defense, always buy a large one because you're going to have to throw it at the guy after it's empty.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you'll hit him in the head and knock some sense into him.
You know, it's better to have something.
A little gun is better than
it's
no
better
gun.
Better than no gun.
But if you can handle a 9 or a 38, that's the minimum caliber you want to be discussing. You know, in New Jersey, we talk about, like, but you know, alternate methods. Like, you're a saber mace instructor,
yes.
and I'm a saber mace instructor, and, you know, Lipstick Bodyguard is a sponsor. I'm doing a class this Monday. I've done numerous classes with realtors. The majority of realtors tend to be female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
It's probably 10 to 1. but maybe even higher, I would say. Higher.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of places like Crystal Title Company and a few others where they pimp me out and they send me to realtor offices and we do realty safety classes. And we've incorporated the lipstick bodyguard because for a woman, she can carry this in her hand and it looks like, you know, because realtors are usually dressed up on a Saturday or Sunday open houses or whatever. But I always just think, how scary is it what a woman is taking, meeting a strange guy at a house or a couple?
Yeah.
There was a woman that was killed in California. The husband and wife were partners. The husband hid in the car. The wife went in with the realtor and she left the front door unlocked.
Right.
And then the husband followed in and killed the realtors in the basement and stole their cars.
I think that's something that doesn't really get enough press, is that a lot of times women work in tandem with men that are going to do harm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. We were talking about that off air, and you're seeing that even more now, where women are becoming even more violent or participating in the crime.
Exactly. You know, you always used to tell your kids, go to a woman if you need help. That's not always
The case anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You know, and some of the tips I give at the realty safety class is know your prospect. Never meet a first-time prospect at a property. Always meet them in the office first. That's company policy that they make a copy of their driver's license for all customers. They should create a distress code where you can go on the phone. If something doesn't look right, call up and say, excuse me, Sandy, can you check the red file for me? And that means, like, call 911 or get somebody over here, you know. Don't be too flashy, you know. Don't dress too sexy. That always pisses me off, like the A.G. Kane in Pennsylvania saying the woman, you know, invited the rape. That was on last week's show that the girls haven't listened to yet, but... You know,
but there are certain psychos out there that are trolling specifically.
I know, but you know, every realtor I ever met, they dress up really nice.
Yeah.
You know, and if a woman dresses up nice and it's a little show offy,
Look at that's exactly why
they're doing that job. It goes against everything that I would put.
Right.
I would never be in a house alone in an open house with just anybody walking in off the street. Unless I had protection, I just wouldn't do it.
Most realtors will say, you can go check the basement. I'll wait here. Like, they won't even go down the basement with the guy.
Right.
You know, there was a husband and wife team in Tom's River. The husband was a cop that was defrocked, debadged, because he was a drug addict. Him and her would go in an open house on a Sunday when other couples were in there, and he would go steal all the prescription medicine from the medicine cabinets while the wife distracted.
Remember
we took Percocets or Oxycontin, whatever he could find or anything that he knew he could sell. But who would check?
And
if I had an old leftover prescription for something for my backache or something, I wouldn't know they were missing. I would never put two and two together, but he got caught. You know, they say be in the driver's seat. Always use your own car when showing property. They should follow you. You shouldn't put anybody in your car, by the way. Get in your car and follow me, you know. Always keep your gas tank full. Ooh, your cell phone should be fully charged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, flashlight is a great defensive tool, too. Having a Phoenix flashlight in your pocket. We talk about carrying pepper spray, and it's important. It should be, if it's not in your hand ready to be deployed, you might as well not even have it. And the bad guy, or shoot, the bad guy, this is us talking because you couldn't do the job. But whoever you're showing the house to should always be in front of you. You should never walk ahead of them and let them get behind you where they can put you in a chokehold or hit you over the head or something, you know?
Never put the crazy between you and the door.
That's perfect, you know.
But how do you do that in a house, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, have a take a look inside the...
I'll be here. I'll be standing here holding my battle axe.
Yeah, go take a look around, the bedrooms upstairs. And I'll be here.
You know, keep an eye on the exit. Always check in often. Have some. You know, if I was married and my wife did this job, I'd be with her at every open house or something.
Yeah,
Sandy? This is a tough job. And, of course, never say you're alone, but that's a hard one, you know, on an open house or you're showing a house or something.
Yeah, because obviously you're alone.
But, you know, we do a lot of stuff in the class. A lot of it's from the Sabre class where we talk about how to put yourself in a defensive position and create a space, you know, and always have it ready to deploy or whatever. But it's not only for realty. It's for women in laundry rooms. It's for women going and, walking
everywhere.
In a parking lot alone.
It's just good advice.
Heightened state of awareness. Somebody got to jump on me the other night. Long story, but I let my guard down. Somebody got to jump on me the other night, and I'm mad enough to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, Sandy, you saying this about you could never be a realtor because it's the exact opposite of your mindset. It's amazing,
it is.
You know?
Last night I called my local police department. It was 12:30 after midnight. I was giving my dog his last walk. My husband was sleeping on the couch. And a car stopped, banged into a parked car. A girl got out bawling. She said, I don't feel safe. I want to get out of the car. He came around. He was trying to put her back in. I ran back in the house. I grabbed the house. I didn't have my cell phone with me.
Ah, mistake number one.
Right. I ran back in the house. I got the house phone. I told my husband, there's a problem outside. I ran down back to the block. I watched from a distance. I had my German Shepherd with me who would lick him to death, but he looks menacing. And, you know, I called. I know my police station number directly. I don't bother with 911 anymore. You get transferred. You get put on hold. You know, I know my local number. It's on. I just hit it. I called them, and they were there probably 30, 40 seconds. But I'll tell you what. This all took about 5-6 minutes. Nobody came out of their house. And they were screaming and crying. Yeah. And, you know, I told them, just get to this corner right now. And I went back in my house, and my highly trained husband was still snoring on the couch. So, you know, it's people don't wake up at that hour when there's something going on. And
if they do, they keep to themselves. I mean, we saw that happen in Queens. You know, I mean, it was a situation where, you know, people just, everybody thinks everybody else is going to do it. I mean, how many times have you said, don't yell, help police, yell fire?
Yes.
Because everybody wants to know what the fire is.
Correct. But help police doesn't really work. It's amazing.
When she yelled, I don't feel safe with you, that's got my, you know.
So why wasn't your cell phone with you?
I should have had my, well, because I was in my PJs.
And I have to walk my dog every night before I go to bed. And next to the key to my apartment is my flashlight and my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't go anywhere without my 150 lumen Phoenix. I don't go anywhere without my cell phone because, you know, and now you learned a lesson, valuable lesson.
I won't
that.
Walk the dog without the cell phone again.
Yes, because you could have just rocked that 911 right there, you know. Get a second charger and put the charger next to the dog's leash.
Yeah.
And then the other charger should be on your nightstand.
Right.
So that's what I did. I put a second charger on the island in my kitchen, so my phone is charging right next to the dog leash.
Oh, so you can pick up. So
I pick
you
them
remember.
Both up together. Yeah, I just because I'm crazy.
Can you dial 911 from any old cell phone also?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
So yes, you can.
Always have that with you.
Correct. You can have a cell phone that's, you know, as long as it's fully charged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been through relationships, and I was married a couple of times. Every time I get in a woman's car, the gas tank would be on E. You know?
Guilty sometimes,
see?
You know?
See?
It happens.
Mine's never.
Okay. And Sherry said hers is never,
never,
so we got one there. So, ladies, again, how can people find you?
SawShootingClub.com.
Or on Facebook at Second Amendment Women Shooting Club -SAW.
Or stop by the range and pick up a flyer.
Support them. Send them an email. Send them a few bucks. Donate something. Donate ammo.
We have a membership, $25, with great benefits.
$25 a year. You get 10% discounts at the Woodland Park Range, by the way, for $25 a year. Your first visit here, it'll pay for your membership.
Mm-hmm.
But support them. Anybody out there other than me and Ron Sousa that want to donate stuff to the Second Amendment women, any product or service for some of their upcoming events, believe me, it pays back in droves if you support those who support us. It pays back in droves. On my note here, sweatshirts and bottle openers are in. Evan Knappen's gun law seminar. Sherry, you took that, right?
I did.
What did you think?
I think it's a must take.
October 17th, Friday. Last time he'll be here this year.
This year.
Marcus Max, ballistic class. October sold out. November 30th is the next class. We have a ladies-only Urban Pistol 1 Thursday, October 9th. The Saw Group is going to be doing some urban classes and stuff out in Easton, PA at our western location, either late fall or early spring. So get ready for that. Stop by and check out the FU Bloomberg Lounge, or stop by and have a Patriots pork roll sandwich. Yes, Sandy, what do you got? You want to say something?
Thank you for all your support, Anthony.
You're very welcome.
And everybody else.
You're welcome, ladies. Yeah, everybody else, thank you for your support. Please continue to show your support. This is a great cause.
Each one reach one. And listen, at sundown tonight, Yom Kippur starts, so
yes.
I would suggest that everyone sit back and evaluate your life, whether you're Jewish or not. It is a good thing to do. Well, thank you very much. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, the ladies of Saw, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Say goodbye, Winston. See you next week, America. From sea to the shine.